Hey, and welcome back to the new season of What the Truck, wheeling out your mobile food options. Yes, we are back. Episode 1. Doing it all again. So, fun fact of the show. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed that they've eaten an entire pie by themselves. Which means that I am that one. That was a good one. I think it was apple pie. Don't be gone. But yeah, which brings me to my guest today, who is from Yummy Pie Babies. Yes, a fun name.
Hi.
We have Gloria Zarate here.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. So how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good right now. All I gotta say is, I thank you for coming. That's a long drive. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Lakewood, Long Beach area. So yes, it is a bit of a trek. But it was fun. It's worth it.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's always a fun drive, except for the traffic.
Yes.
Everybody loves LA traffic, yes. Don't they?
Yes. I just try to not stress about it, because what are you going to do?
Exactly. That is true. That is true. But now, let's see. How did this all start? How did Yummy Pie Babies start?
Well, I actually don't even know, to be honest with you. It's just... I was in corporate industry for many years, I think about 30 years. I had no idea or intent of doing this. And then had to relocate. Several things happened. I had to relocate, was out of a job. And in trying to find something, my husband and I were talking about, well, what could you do? Didn't really want to have to work the long hours and so forth. So we started looking at these options because I love baking. I just thought, well, maybe I could start doing that. Farmers markets, kind of that type of thing. And one thing led to another. And next thing I know, I'm buying a truck and this is what I'm doing. And I have to say, I love it. I love working with the people. And when people enjoy eating my desserts, it just makes me so happy. It just feeds my soul. So.
Oh, that's always a nice time right there. So I'm curious, how long does it take to make a pie, like the preparation, and what goes into it?
The preparation itself is probably anywhere from 15, depending on which type you're making, 20 to 30 minutes. What takes time is preparing the pie dough beforehand, because you need to prepare it, which also is maybe 15 minutes, but then you need to let it rest. And the longer it rests, preferably overnight, the better it is. So that takes time. And then in the baking takes time, usually 30 to an hour. And then you need to let it cool. And if it's a cream pie, you need to let it, you need to refrigerate it. So it is not a quick process. It isn't a difficult process, but it is a time, that's what it is, time-consuming process. And a lot of it is just waiting.
Ooh, waiting. But it's all worth it to have that nice crust.
Absolutely. Crust makes the pie.
Ooh, I thought the toppings make the pie too.
No, the crust. Well, at least that's what I feel. The crust makes the pie.
Oh, how do you know if the crust is perfect?
You have to test one before you actually fill them, because you can do everything the same way every time, and you're going to have one day where it's just not going to work for whatever reason. There's humidity, maybe the flour. There's something different about the flour that's not absorbing the water like it normally does. It's just, it can be a bit finicky.
And how long did it take you to, actually perfect your baking of the crusts?
Oh, that was a long time. There may be people out there that pick it up easily, but for me, it was not a quick process. I had to take classes. My ex-mother-in-law actually was a great pie maker, so therefore, many years, I didn't even dare attempt to make one because hers were so good. It's like, oh, it's embarrassing to have her eat any of my stuff. But so I ended up taking classes and did a lot of research on what techniques were used back in the day. And I was able to perfect my ingredients that I use and my technique. So.
Ooh, that sounds yummy right there. Oh, I wouldn't mind having a nice pie right now. But yeah. So how long have you been in the Yummy Pie Babies business?
Actually, Thursday will be year one for me.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm excited about that.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's pretty amazing. 1 year.
It's yes.
Like, I don't know. It's like that nice milestone right there.
Oh. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And my question is, why did you choose a truck rather than just like a restaurant itself?
Brick and mortar?
Yeah.
Cost, basically, is what it comes down to. I researched both, and going with the truck is what would allow me to have a bigger operating budget than if I went the brick and mortar route. That would be a lot more money that I would have to put out and less money that I would have to work. So that made the decision for me.
Oh. And when you're preparing the foods, do you prepare them in truck or do you prepare them at home? I'm curious about the whole prep.
No, it's on truck. Everything has to be done on truck. In fact, I have my truck is so big. But part of it is because the health department requires if you're going to bake on the truck or prepare on the truck, the kitchen area has to be 16 to 18 feet long. So, yeah. So mine is 18 feet long. I think the total of the truck is like 25 feet, something like that. Yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty big truck right
yes,
there.
Yes, it is.
I did not know that about the whole regulations on that one.
Yes. Right.
Did you have to modify the truck to make that
yes.
happen?
Yes.
So how was it in the beginning, like learning about all the health code, everything?
Oh my gosh, that is just. Fortunately, I have to say that LA has a really cool website where you can pull a lot of the information, and the manufacturer, whoever it is you work with that builds your truck. I work with a wonderful guy, MSM, and they know everything. They know what. So if I came in with an idea and said, I want to do this, he said, well, you can't, or you can do it, but it has to be this way. So that was very helpful.
That's always good.
Yes.
And that's always a good applause right there. I'm curious, how much was it to modify the truck that you already had? How much was it?
I think we started at $78,000. Yeah, so it's not cheap. It's not chump change, but it's nice. I have to say, I get a lot of compliments on it because it's clean. Because the wrap that I had put on it, it's attractive. I want it to look like kind of like a cafe, not cafe, but like a little bake shop type look. So the company that I work with to design the wrap was really good. They did a wonderful job. I love it. It's so cute.
It's a really good wrap. If you ever want to see that wrap, go to yummypiebabies.com.
Yes.
They actually have the picture right there, which leads me to your website. All I got to say is, I like how easy to navigate it is on the website, going through the menus and everything, looking at schedules and everything, which I saw your calendar. Oh, I feel so honored you put my scheduling in there. Oh, it was nice. But like I say, who created your website?
I actually went through, oh my gosh, I blanked out now. It is Restaurant Engine. Thank you. they actually have a pretty... they have some templates that you can work with, and then you work with them, and you can either do the modifications yourself or you can work with one of their reps and they'll do it. And then they administer it throughout the year. So, again, any pictures you want to add, anything you want to change on it, if you can do it yourself or you can contact them and they'll do it. They really enjoy it.
Ooh,
it's a good thing. Good way to go, especially for a tech-challenged person like myself. So.
Oh, that's always good. But I still like how it flows, honestly. And I like how your truck looks. Oh, it's simple, but it's straight to the point of, oh, we're elegant and we have a nice feeling and vibe. Oh,
thank
yes.
you.
So, do you have any toppings for your pies?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what toppings do you have for pies?
Well, you mean that I bake on the pie or in addition?
In addition.
In addition. No, I really, about the only thing would be caramel sauce or ice cream. That's the that's really about it. I guess I could add other things, but I just am more of I like the classic stuff, you know. To me, it seems the more you add to it, then you begin to lose the taste of the base, which is the pie or whatever. So that's, I try to keep it to a minimum.
Now let's speak about the pies. What made you decide on all these flavors of pie? All of these things. Having pies, cheesecakes, cupcakes, cookies and bars, a lot of many things. What made you choose these items for your pies?
Well, it actually, again, started with the pies, and then I thought, well, you know, some people, not everyone likes pie, or they might prefer to have cookies, or they might prefer to have cake. I mean, just, we all have different tastes. So I thought, well, if I carry a little bit of everything, then I'm sure to please someone. So.
Well, that's always good right there. Mm-hmm. As it also comes to me, is like, I see gluten-free and vegan right there. I see there's three items. Mm-hmm. My question for that one is, since you have these items, would you be willing to expand more with the gluten-free and vegan?
Yes, but that's a little bit challenging, so I have to be careful. I have to research the recipes that I can do. It's really tricky to do either because you have to have a dedicated space for it, and being on a truck, it's an enclosed area. I really can't create that space. So it would mean I have to prepare my other stuff first, then clean everything up, and then I can work on the gluten-free or the vegan. And even then, you really, because again, this limited space, you can't guarantee that it's going to, there won't be any cross-contamination. So it really makes me nervous to mm-hmm. do that. So it will be limited. Now, if I ever go into a brick and mortar or have a different area that I can work in, I can have a dedicated space for that, then, oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know, because I saw apple crisp, and I'm going with cinnamon. Cinnamon, people. Cinnamon. That's a close thing to my heart. Apples and cinnamon.
Oh, good.
It's a good smell, too, when you go with other, like, and the air deodorants. There we go.
Yeah.
Air deodorants.
Yes.
I was about to call it.
Yes.
Yes. I'm not going to say any brand names because I'm not trying to promote them, but they're smelly. They smell very nice.
Yes.
So, with your whole truck and everything, mm-hmm. how has it been, because you started it, how hard was it starting it? Just like how hard it's starting. Oh. What was the stepping stones and the problems and solutions?
Wow. I did a lot of research beforehand, so I thought that I'm prepared. It's probably a little bit too cocky because, oh my God, it is so much work. It's incredible amount of work, especially when you're doing it on your own, because you've got to do all the preparation, trying to get the bookings, and the social media, which again, technical challenge for me. So I got to work on that. And just, there's just a lot, finding the commissary. I mean, it's an incredible amount of work. And then just to maintain the truck clean, and then the permits that you have to go out and get, it's just crazy. So really learning more than I had already researched was challenging. Getting the bookings, you know, for dessert, it's going to be tough because not everyone wants dessert first thing in the morning or for lunch. You know, usually it's going to be in the evening that, so having these spots, it's a little bit different for a dessert truck than it would be a savory truck, you know. But fortunately, I'm seeing that I'm getting a lot more catering jobs, really. I'm being called for corporate events, studios, film studios. So those are working out great. I just hope I continue to get those and promote them within their industries. So that would be that's helpful. I have to say the community, the food truck community, there's a lot of camaraderie there. For the most part, everyone is great, and they're willing to help one another and work together. You know, like anything else, you find some that maybe aren't as open to that, but I have found that everyone's just has been great and very helpful and giving me advice and willing to help out whenever I've had questions or was in a bit of a jam. So
that's always good. Mm-hmm. And if you are barely tuning in, this is What the Truck on KPCRadio.com. We are here with Gloria Zarate. There we go. And we are talking about pies. If you like pie. Yeah. So, back on that, So, what is the most popular pie you have?
Banana cream.
Wow, I like how fast that was. Banana cream.
It is.
But I'll admit, banana cream will always be an amazing time. Oh, yes. How many pies do you sell in a day, though?
It's hard to say. It depends on the event. And really, like I said, most of my jobs are coming now through studios and so forth. So there's a set amount, a set quantity that they purchase. Let me see. Okay, the last one that I had. Oh, I just had a studio actually last week. They ordered 200. Yeah, 200.
So. Whoa, 200?
Yes.
That's a good amount of pies right there.
Yeah.
200 mouths and everything.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Oh. That made me happy right there. Oh. Oh, my goodness. So, in the near future, would you ever want to do a restaurant or like a just have your own type of business of restaurant that does catering as well while doing the food truck?
Yeah, I think so. I'm open to whatever. You know, if it's going to grow the business and serve the customers, I'm open to it. Mm. And if I can afford it, yes.
Yeah. So when you're out there, when you're not in an event, you typically drive the truck around to try to get more people, or do you typically find spots, or what decides your spots if you're doing like outside of events?
I actually don't have too many spots. Again, most of them are private. I am starting to look at that, though. I have a few spots that I need to talk to the business owner, see if they would be open to it. It's kind of tough because not everybody wants it there. They might think that you're pulling away from their business, or if their restaurant. That really difficult is to find an area that does not have restaurants around there, because that becomes more of a challenge. And some restaurants, not all, but some restaurants are a little bit touchy about it. So,
yeah, I've heard many stories from different people from the, doing this show. It's like people unite, people don't unite. Yeah,
yes.
It's always fun. So my question is for this one. Mm-hmm. For those who want to start up on a food truck business or catering, or what advice would you give them?
Oh, geez. Do your research. Make sure that whatever funds you have, that you are going to have an operating budget so that you have that extra, that little reserve. And if you can, talk to current owners. There are some that even lease the truck, so you might want to lease it for, you know, 6 months or whatever. Give yourself, or even a year, and give it a try. Test it. I wish I'd have done that, to be honest with you. I still would have gone this route, but at least I would have gotten the first year out of the way, and I think it would have been easier.
Oh yeah, I know, it's always fun right there. Yeah, for me now, because I saw that you brought a nice bag over here and I saw how many pies there are in there.
Yes.
I think we're gonna be making it and say today we have our segment named Yum, where I describe the food to you, or as like one of my other people said, it's just me eating. I love that subtitle. I love the subtitle right there.
Okay.
So you can always pull them out right there.
Sure.
And we have.
And you know what? I just realized that I did not bring spoons for you, but you can just pull them out of that little container.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm like.
There's apple.
Oh, we have an apple one with, oh my goodness, a nice little.
That's a, yes. That's a pecan strudel topping.
Oh, pecan strudel. It's. Oh my goodness, so riggedy. It looks like if it was like sand, but amazing sand.
Then banana cream.
Ooh,
no, I'm sorry, not banana cream. That's coconut cream.
Here's coconut cream. Mm-hmm. Ooh, nice golden crust right there. Ooh, a little bit of coconut shavings. Mm-hmm. And ooh, and whipped cream. Ooh.
And then two cheesecakes with a fresh fruit topping. One is a pretzel crust and the other is Oreo crust.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, the crust. It looks so amazing right there. It's all peanut butter and Oreo. Oh my goodness. Oh, and raspberries, blueberries. Is that a blackberry?
Blackberry, yes.
Ooh, it's a blackberry too.
Yes. And then this is a lemon posset. A posset is a British eggless custard. So good. I love it. It's very creamy, it's light, and very tasty.
Ooh. I like how it just all looks all liquidy and everything, but it's so stable, sturdy, and it has a raspberry on top. Ooh. Oh, dang. This is... feels like it's gelatin, but it's not. It's like, oh my goodness. It makes me happy. I think I'm going to try it. Time to try a cheesecake because I want peanut butter. I want to try peanut butter. I'm going to try. Oh, yes. Yes. Don't mind my darlings. Ooh. If you could smell this, it smells like a nice cheesecake. Looks exactly like a cheesecake would, but a nice small form. Yeah, these are small cakes, but whew,
individual size.
They're mini sizes, so it's always a good thing. Let's try to bite this one. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. The thing is, I went with cheesecake first because I'm not the biggest cheesecake person.
Oh, really? Oh. Yeah.
And I got to say, it's flavorful. The peanut butter comes through.
Pretzel.
Sorry,
pretzel. It's a pretzel crust.
There we go. There's pretzel. I don't know why I'm saying peanut butter. You could have corrected me. I'm sorry. It looks like a fool.
Sorry.
That's okay. But no, the pretzel does tie it in. Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. Saltiness. The nice little saltiness.
And it has
there.
Cinnamon. That you like cinnamon.
So. Oh, yeah. I tasted that, too. Just boom. Just right there. And the nice fruits make a nice pairing, honestly. Just, oh, that's a nice sweetness to it. Oh, I got to try it with the Oreo. Oh. I got to try Oreo.
The Oreo is the biggest seller.
Oh, I'm excited about this one. Because Oreo. Mm-hmm. If you made a believer with pretzel, you're going to make me a believer with Oreo. Okay. One, two, three. Okay.
I need a picture of this.
But wow. The consistency in the cheesecake, it just holds its form. But when bitten, it's so smooth. Mm-hmm. Everything goes so smoothly down. That's really good, home like girl. That was, there's so many different piles. This is an amazing flavor right now. It just works together. It's a unity. I should try the apple with the pecan. I can't pronounce it. Streusel. There we go. I can't even pronounce it very well today. But we'll try some of the streusel.
I think you can probably just turn it over and.
Yeah. I don't want to take too much of a mess, that's why.
Oh.
maybe later. That one, no. But it's crumbly, but the pecan streusel, my goodness. I like the crunch of it. Mm. You taste the pecan, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I've had many different type of pecan things, and sometimes they don't have the flavor of pecan. It doesn't make me happy. I'm going to try coconut. Now, here's the other one. Me and coconut are...
Oh, you're not a fan?
I'm not the biggest fan of coconut.
Okay.
But
that's exactly why I brought it. Not everyone likes coconut.
The coconut is not overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
It's light.
Mm-hmm.
Because most places, when you have coconut, it just... No.
Yeah.
But geez, I would try the other one, but I can't because I don't have a spoon with me right now.
No,
it happens.
Sorry.
But like I say, it looks so nice right now. But yeah,
use this.
Well, it's more of would you like? While I'm doing that, would you like to plug in any social medias and anything?
Oh, all of my social media is Yummy Pie Babies. So I have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. What else is there? My website.
Yeah.
Facebook, all of those. Just look up Yummy Pie Babies. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Oh, my goodness.
See?
Oh, my goodness. This is lemony and tarty. Oh. Oh. Okay. That's been good. All I got to say is thank you for coming.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's been an amazing time. All I got to say is we had Yummy Pie Babies on with Gloria Zarate. And all I got to say is that was delicious. This was Mark Dionne from KBCRadio.com.